She's the boss.
Enough, huh?
Yeah.
We'll get you whatever.
We are joined by our pro stock winner, Jason Lai, driver of the Summit Racing Equipment Chevrolet Camaro, picking up a historic win for his career, 50th national event victory here, and 48th win at pro stock, but 50th overall because of your triumphs in Stock Eliminator and your sportsman racing career. We'll cut right to the chase. It's been a little while, and extending a streak, really the longest streak in NHRA history of a driver that has had at least one win per season. So this is now the 15th year consecutively that Jason has won a race. Nobody in NHRA history has a streak that long. So knowing you and knowing your approach to things, I'm sure that wasn't weighing on you as much as the fact that you just hadn't gotten there yet this year. Not to keep a streak alive, but just to actually achieve a victory.
Yeah, obviously, I don't know, streaks are they're cool, but nobody really cares about streaks in the end. And certainly Summit and Ken, they're not paying me to keep the streak alive. They're paying you to win races and do a good job, and I haven't done a good job this year. It's been a struggle for sure. So I guess the good part of that is when you do finally win, and you definitely you appreciate it for sure.
Let's talk about the first round. So you watch a couple of cars with KV horsepower, a couple of cars that you guys work with, rattle the tires, including your teammate's car, basically right in front of you.
Yep.
What's going through your mind when you see that happen?
Yeah, I wonder if I'm going to shake or Bo's going to shake. That I was just trying to figure out which one and who was going to do it, but fortunately, neither one of us did. We actually had a very good race, and you know, Bo has struggled this year as well, and we both did a good job on the starting line, and we had a good race, but I was fortunate enough to come on the right side of it, and I think I owe him a few anyway, so.
Final round eliminations, you have Tanner Gray, who has put together a very impressive resume this year, of course, in the countdown as well. You leave on him, and your frustrations this year about reaction times, you've been open with us talking about the top end of the racetrack and stuff. You found something mentally to do up there, you just put everything out of your head? I mean, what was the approach in the final?
Well, Reinhardt says it's because he made a deal with me, and I was dumb enough to accept the deal that if I didn't win a race this year, he'd get a shop tour. And based off the rest of the year, I wasn't sure I was going to get another chance to do it. I made it this far, I figured I might as well finish the job. So the last thing we wanted to have him in our shop. So really, I don't know. I was just trying to be calm and you know, cut the best light that I was capable of cutting, which that's about it. When I left, I said, well, I got it as good as I can get it. And I'll be honest, when I looked over in high gear and didn't see him, I was pleasantly surprised, for sure. So I thought, well, maybe he's shook. But nonetheless, you know, great run. And our team did a great job on my race car today. So, and I was fortunate enough to do a good enough job with my left foot to get it done.
Oftentimes when droughts or dry spells get broken, there's some kind of symmetry, poetry to it, and I think there was some for you this weekend. Obviously, you live in North Carolina, very close to the racetrack. Your family's here. You had Jimmy Lund over here, a European Pro Stock champion who works with you guys, came over here. Kent Black was here.
Yep.
Al Noe was here from Summit. So the whole gang was here to cheer you on. Did that help at all?
I think so, and yeah, I think so for sure. And unfortunately, I think some of our other cars losing early probably helps me as well, which is both good and bad, obviously. But it's tough. We got a lot of cars, a lot of things to take care of, and I need to figure out how to do a better job of balancing all that and still be able to drive good. So this year has not been a good example of how to do it. So, but we're getting off to a good finish. So,
question for Jason. Letting out the hook easy, man. Congratulations.
They want me to have a beer.
I want you to have a beer. There you go.
You can have a beer.
Thank you.
You sign this first.
Beer for? Yeah. You got really honest answers then.
You can have a beer now.